question from, but the Tim who said, is it acceptable, ultimately elevating, pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, or on the way to being dharmic, to earn an income for a family's livelihood from kirtan singing? I'm specifically referring to doing kirtan as a holistic or mind-body-spirit practice in Western countries, like many non-ISKCON kirtan singers are now doing. In short, I would say no. And while there may be certain exceptions to the rule, I would generally advise devotees against it. I would advise people against it if they asked. There are different categories of such kirtanis involved. First, there are the type that Srila Prabhupada will talk about, namely Mayavadis, Sahajas in India, who, like that, make a livelihood. They have a family, and this is their way of making a living. They would just as easily sing rock songs if they had an audience for it. There's an audience of uninformed neophyte people who like to hear people sing with nice voices, nice instrumentation, nice performance, and sometimes to see them also cry and make a show of devotion. These people are don't have faith in the holy name. They don't have faith in Krishna. They're not devotees at all, or if they're devotees, they're some kind of very low-class mixed devotees. Of course, into this category also comes the Katakars or the Bhagavatam reciters and so on, and many of whom may equally be Mayavadis, what to speak of not being devotees. So, to these people, not only are they not pleasing Prabhupada, or not on the way to being dharmic, or not advancing in spiritual life, but rather they're incurring offenses to the holy name, and they'll get punished as a result of that. To them applies Natan Goswami's statement, Tavaishnavad Mukad Girnam Putaharikatam Mitam Shavaram Naivu Kartavyam Sarpochishrayata Para. Yes, that their Hari Kirtan, their Krishna Katha, is like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It's poisonous. Looks like milk, but it's poisonous. Looks like the holy name, looks like Srimad Bhagavatam, looks like Ramayana, but actually it's poison. And therefore, because they're poisoning people, obviously they're punished. And the people who are poisoned, they also have to suffer. They suffer. So this is not pleasing in any way. This type of practice has also become very popular in the West. And there are many people who are equally followers and disciples of Mayavadis, yogis, and so on, and who also make a living like that. Why? Because there's a developed audience, people who are, again, uninformed, who themselves may also be also materialistic and Mayavadis, but they're into yoga and meditation and trance music, and they have no discrimination as to what's right or what's wrong, and so they are willing to pay or employ such people to entertain them. This is not beneficial all around. So these are really the non-devotee class. And then what about the devotees? Here Tim was asking about non-ISKCON devotees, but ISKCON devotees are also doing a similar type of thing. We could ask the question, what about devotees or initiated devotees? Should they make a livelihood, or could they make a livelihood and remain Krishna conscious while singing fasting for business. Well, there's one condition, one circumstance that comes to mind, which is when people say, I will come and put on a performance for you at such and such price. That's not really very good. That appears to be more like fruit of devotional service in the mode of passion. In other words, that one wants some type of fruit or some benefit as a consequence, as a result of one's chanting. And even if one is doing that, then not only is it just fruitive that I'll only chant Hare Krishna if I get money for it, and if I don't get money for it, then I'm not going to chant Hare Krishna, and I'm not going to benefit any of the people that you would want me to chant for. But the other is that maintaining a family in this day and age is no small thing. You require to make an income. So when someone is trying to make ends meet by chanting, that means that he has to have a certain number of programs. What happens when you don't have enough programs? What happens when you come to the end of the month and you haven't had enough engagements to pay all the bills? Then a person will very likely be in anxiety while he's chanting Hare Krishna, thinking about whether there'll be another engagement. Perhaps from this engagement, some people here will invite me somewhere else, and I'll be able to make enough in order to make sure that my family doesn't go hungry. It's not a good thing for one's own consciousness, not a good thing for one's own meditation. And obviously, one's meditation, one's consciousness, one's motivations influence the sound vibration one produces, and to what benefit are the people then led there. So once again, to chant Hare Krishna for money, for a certain fixed price, is not good. Are there exceptions? Well, another circumstance comes to mind, but it's also not without risk. And that is, I come and chant, and people are aware that I have a family, and they give a donation. I don't ask for a donation, whatever they give. If they give something big, then that's one thing. And if they give something small, that's another. And if they don't give anything at all, then I don't say anything. That's certainly a more brahminical approach. Question is whether you're going to be able to maintain your family on one side, and whether it's fair to put them into that type of situation. And on the other side is a devotee Krishna conscious enough? Is the devotee Krishna conscious enough to remain equibalanced and equiposed? I'm not going to be able to maintain my family this month. Doesn't matter, but he's always just absorbed in glorification of the Lord. His mind is never swerving into any type of fruit of concern. I wouldn't want to risk that type of situation. I would advise devotees not to do something like that again, because the chances will be is that a good husband, a good father, he's unless he's really transcendentally situated, and so is the rest of his family, he's going to be concerned. Well, no one's given us a donation all month long. We don't know how we're going to pay the bills, but we'll just depend in the holy name, and we're sure that Krishna will take care of us. It's certainly a laudable approach, but you have to be at a certain level of Krishna consciousness for that. And for the most part, such devotees are very rare to find. So better that we chant Hare Krishna without any strings attached. We don't try to make a living from chanting Hare Krishna. We chant in the association of Vaishnavas with other Vaishnavas. If people are want to give some donation or pleased by the chanting, then recommend that they give that money to their local temple, to the deities, or the kirtanier himself, herself can do that. And in that way, the purity of Anya Vilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Rinavatam is not compromised in any way. Better played safe when we're playing with our only asset for spiritual advancement, namely the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna.